Blackstone Audio presents The Whale, A Love Story by Mark Beauregard. This book is read by Lloyd James. Summer, 1850. Chapter 1. The Berkshires.
We'll have to cancel the picnic, Doctor. It's going to rain.
No, it isn't.
Herman Melville sat fidgeting in a railway car next to Oliver Wendell Holmes as their train chugged toward Stockbridge. The morning, which had started sunny and calm, was now turning melodramatic, with dark storm clouds clustering overhead like bunches of black grapes ready to spill their juice. The falling air pressure reminded Herman of Indian Ocean typhoons, where the barometer would drop and drop until the ocean seemed to suck the sky down into its depths and then spit it back out again, the exploding rain churning the watery world into chaos, above and below. He gazed out the train's window, trying to find some comfort in the bilious clouds. Herman was staying at his cousin Robert's bed and breakfast in the nearby town of Pittsfield, just down the road from Dr. Holmes's summer estate. He had brought his family to the Berkshires to escape the stifling, malarial heat of Manhattan and his creditors while he finished his latest novel, which was all but done, but he could not bring himself to write The End. He had spent most of the last week just sitting at his cousin's desk, harpooning whales in his head, the way insomniacs counted sheep. His English publisher had agreed to purchase the novel for £150 upon delivery of the manuscript, and the cash would keep the Melville family afloat for another few months. But now that he had almost completed the book, he saw that it was badly conceived and poorly written. He could not imagine the genteel middle-class ladies of America flocking to buy a novel in which